Welcome, great patriotic friends, to September 21st on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and on this show, I cover a lot of ground very quickly, so have your pencils ready. Or better yet, just listen to the podcast again if you miss something. I do it all the time. I assembled this podcast in a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any real estate questions, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. As a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So yeah, give her a call. Area code 619-507-4906. Now let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, and now on to today's headlines. We'll wish a happy birthday to First Lady Peggy Taylor, Monday Night Football debuts, and VP Mike Pence uses fake Jefferson quotes regarding small government. All right, so now let's do this. 1788, happy birthday, First Lady Peggy Taylor. Margaret Mackle Smith was born in Calvert County, Maryland, daughter of an officer who served in the American Revolution. She met a young Lieutenant Zach Taylor while visiting her sister in Kentucky in 1809. He was 25, she was 21. If she only knew that Zach would wind up being President of the United States someday, she just might have run in the other direction. But they were married June 21st, 1810, near Louisville, and Lieutenant Taylor began rising up those military ranks. As a child, her father was a prominent plantation owner, but now she lived her life in the wilds of the frontiers, following her husband around through the War of 1812, where he was promoted to major, then to colonel during the Black Hawk War of 1832, brigadier general during the Seminole War of 1836, and major general in the Mexican War. She learned how to become accustomed to living life in tents, log cabins, and forts the whole time, giving birth to 6 children and burying 3 of them. Though old Rough and Ready tried to prevent his daughter from marrying military soldiers, one of them, Sarah Knox, married a young Lieutenant Jefferson Davis, but died 3 months later of malaria in 1835. Taylor would fight together with Davis during the Mexican War. Zachary Taylor detested politics and had never voted in any election, including his own. However, the Whigs had plans for Taylor and nominated him to lead the party. She literally prayed for Taylor's defeat in the presidential election and was furious when he won. Peggy was 60, and after 40 years of living the frontier life and losing 3 out of 6 children, she was in no shape, physically or mentally, to take on the First Lady roles in the White House. As a result, she became somewhat of a hermit upstairs on the second floor, where she only came down to attend church, family meals, and some very important parties. All other First Lady roles were conducted by their youngest daughter, Mary Elizabeth Bliss. Peggy had every reason to believe that becoming president would be the last thing her husband needed, and sure enough, within 2 years of office, President Taylor died. Millard Fillmore would take his place, and Abigail Fillmore would take hers. Peggy retired to Mississippi on a plantation Old Rough and Ready purchased before becoming president, but her health declined rapidly, and she died within a year and a half. According to WhiteHouse.gov, an observer suggested her manners blended in the artlessness of a rustic belle and the grace of a duchess. Happy birthday, Peggy! 1970. Quite possibly the most important night in American history, Monday Night Football debuts on ABC. And the Browns beat the Jets 31-21. 2017, Pence uses fake Jefferson quote regarding small government. While facing criticism for suggesting the dismantling of the Affordability Care Act, arguing in favor of small government, Pence erroneously quoted Jefferson by saying, "Government that governs least governs best." That actually is a famous saying, just not from Jefferson. I'll tell you who in a moment. The vice president got a lot of heat for this, and therefore his point was undermined. But anyone who understands U.S. history knows that Jefferson was very much pro-small government. And besides, people misquote Jefferson all the time. The Monticello website has a huge list of misquotes from Jefferson, and also tells you where the erroneous quote came from. If you want another list, BusinessInsider.com actually ranks the most popular phrases Jefferson never said, like the one where he didn't say, "The Bible is the source of liberty." Actually, Jefferson rewrote the Bible. Here's one of my favorites. "Some of my finest hours have been spent on my back veranda, smoking hemp and observing as far as my eye can see." Sorry, potheads. Jefferson never smoked tobacco, and he never smoked weed either. If you're into motivational posters, you'll like this one. "When you reach the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on." It's a good one, but Jefferson never said that either. I could go on, but you get the idea. The mistake that VP Mike Pence made on this day in 2017 is that wasn't a quote from Jefferson. That was a quote from Henry David Thoreau in Civil Disobedience. But no doubt, if Jefferson were alive today, he would have agreed with Pence on the small government issue. And so that's going to wrap it up for September 21st on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. What do you think is the greatest Monday night matchup of all time? Any other fake quotes you care to throw out? Because there's a long list of those. So yeah, let me know what you think on the comment board. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. We'll talk about the Trump and Hillary presidential campaign, the ice cream cone, the Emancipation Proclamation, and the TV show Big Bang Theory. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. So thanks again for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you tomorrow.